Good morning. Well, I have to confess something. A few months ago, we got new doors in our house, you know, some of the inside doors. And so one of the doors had this old broken mirror that we'd inherited when we moved in, hanging on the inside of the closet, actually, which is nice. You know, when you get dressed, you can look at yourself in the mirror and everything and make sure you're properly dressed. Well, since that was all broken, I thought, we have a new door. I'm going to get a new mirror. And so when I went to Lowe's to look for a new mirror, I didn't want to pay a lot, you know, just for something to hang inside the closet. So I found the perfect mirror. It doesn't reflect me as I am at all. It makes me look real skinny. And I knew that that's not what I looked like. But you know what? I loved the way I looked in that mirror so much I bought it anyway. It's like, that's okay. I'll just remember the way I look in the mirror and I'll be happy all day, you know? Which is kind of silly because I know, hey, you don't really look like that. But in my mind, I can think, oh, you really look like that. You're okay, you know? And so I got to thinking about how we judge ourselves and how the world judges us. And how a lot of times we see the most unfavorable self in the mirror, you know, and we want to compare ourselves to somebody that's really, really, really gross because that makes us feel better. That's kind of like looking in a skinny mirror, you know. So, hey, I'm not so bad after all. And I got to thinking about how sometimes I do that spiritually. I want to compare myself to other things that make me reflect, that reflect on me so I look better, you know? Like, if I see somebody did something really bad, it's like, oh, I can't believe they did that. And that makes me feel like, ooh, you look pretty good, you know? And sometimes we need to remember what our standard is. We need to look at the true mirror and see ourselves as God sees us. And when we look in the mirror, it doesn't matter how wide we are, how tall we are. We don't have any makeup on. If we have lovely makeup on, if our hair's sticking up straight, it really doesn't matter because God looks at us and he says, that's my kid. And you know how we feel about our kids, even when they screw up, when they do stuff that we know they shouldn't, even when they make horrible mistakes. They're our kid, and we still love them so much. And we can be so angry with them that we want to wring their necks, but we still love them. They're still our kids. So I was thinking about the standard that we need to look to help us remember who we are. We don't look to the world by its standards because that's always going to make us look distorted. We look to this meal that we share together, and we say who we really are. We're not perfect, no, but we're God's children because of his great love for us. And nothing can ever distort that or take that away unless we let it. So let's remember God's great love for us. We don't need any fake mirrors. We just need to see each other through God's eyes and see ourselves through God's eyes too. Because he loves us so much. So will you share this meal with me now, please, as we remember how much God really loves us.